It's been a while.
Pre-COVID.
Long time.
That's the funny term for me now, is the same thing like back in pre-COVID days. Like the old days.
Back in PC.
Get up on your mic. Yeah, how's it going, everybody? It's the, I don't even know what we're called anymore, the Northeast Tattoo Brew.
Yep.
New England Tattoo? Something like that.
Had a little break.
Yeah, now we got back on track, I guess.
We haven't done one of these in almost 10 months.
Has it been 10 months?
Yeah. That,
well, I mean, we had a spell before COVID. Remember the last time we were planning on doing one of these, I got in a fight with my wife, and then we didn't end up doing it, and then we didn't end up doing one for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And then it was COVID, and then we had
a guest on his way here that night.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, it was such a mess.
Oh yeah, Tony,
it was
right?
A mess.
No, that was Freddie.
Yeah.
Fred.
Yeah.
Oh, Freddie. I was gonna say.
And I think in spite of our fuck up or my fuck up, Freddie started his own podcast.
Yeah.
And like he's doing really good. Like he loves doing it.
Probably got like way more listeners.
He's got way more listeners
us.
And followers than us, and they're actually really funny.
Way more. Sorry, Ashley. way more than our one listener.
I was with Freddie at the beginning of the week on Monday. It was my birthday.
Hey, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
wish
you
we had
much.
a
25, 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
37. I'm not old. I'm 37.
So, like
old woman.
Fred and I keep going back and forth. Like, I'm working on his back piece, and he's redoing my sleeve for me. So, 2 months ago, we planned these 2 days back, like 2 Mondays back to back, where I was going to work on him and he was going to work on me. And when we booked him, I didn't even realize that we booked me tattooing him on my birthday. And then when we actually figured it out, I was like, I'm not going to tattoo anybody on my birthday. I'm going to get tattoos. So we switched them. So I sat down in Fred's chair for like 4 hours and he worked on my arm. And it was pretty good catching up with that guy. He's a good guy.
I haven't seen him in a while.
They're doing good.
I think
post-COVID.
Post-COVID.
1001, they're kicking ass down there. You know, they got their... For a while, they were only doing like half days and, you know, like checking people's temperatures rectally as they walked in. And they were doing
free
all
rectal
kinds
examination.
Of they were really, really strict for a while. But Fred was telling me they lightened up. They're doing their full schedule now. And, you know, they're full steam ahead kicking ass down there.
Oh, I don't think we have time for a latte. Full release with purchase of Starbucks coffee. What was that?
Yeah, it's Andre.
Andre. Oh, my God. It sounded
so
like...
post-COVID. I guess we should talk about pre-COVID and post-COVID a little
bit. Well, pre-COVID happens when a man and a woman love each other very much. And the woman is grinding
they lay
upon...
down in the biblical sense.
Grinding on the man a little too much, and he has a little pre-COVID. It's natural. It's natural.
It almost sounds like a bad, like, STD... Oh, well, I got the pre-COVID.
COVID does sound like a...
Oh, I got
COVID
the post.
COVID does sound like a... Now, how fucked up is it for us to say that we have COVID, too? You know, with well...
We don't.
I mean,
we
the
don't.
Tattoo...
Yeah,
no,
we
the tattoos that we have.
We do. Me and you do have COVID tattoos.
We have matching COVID tattoos. Here, hold on. You're like, talking on the wrong side of the mic. How about that side?
So,
that
yeah...
Better?
You guys both
is that better?
Yeah, it does sound better.
When you guys got these COVID tattoos,
you could
right?
do that. Yeah.
Was there alcohol involved?
Oh my God, this is so weird.
No, it was our.
No, we were sober
as
motherfucker.
Super fucking pumped to come back to work.
We were so bored. We were like, "What are
you
going
to tattoo each other?" Was
a COVID molecule.
A COVID cell. What is it?
Molecule.
A COVID molecule.
COVID.
Looks like a puffer fish.
Yeah, no, right? It does look like a little spongy, like...
Puffer fish with penises little... shooting out.
Remember those koosh balls? Remember those?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Koosh.
Yeah.
But it's funny, I have a watermelon one. Mine looks like a piece of watermelon.
I like it.
Yeah, it's colored like like a watermelon.
It almost looks like the Irish flag.
Doesn't it?
That's, you got a lot of weirdness on that leg. You got a plumbus. What else is on that leg?
This is my traveling leg right here.
Tiny face macho man.
Tiny face macho man. That's one of the best. That's the highlight
of
the piece.
Two birds
and one stone. Yeah,
we
yeah.
That one.
Big
we
bird.
Larry
we
Bird.
Big,
on
big
Bird's trying to guard on Larry Bird.
Larry Bird broke his ankles.
I feel like we gotta post a picture of those tattoos.
That's
a,
that's
on
one
Facebook
of
page.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah. Double-headed dickhead shark.
I did that.
Come at me. Come at me, bro.
Didn't your wife, like, get give you all kinds of shit for that tattoo?
She hated it.
We got first place
for
unusual tattoo in Maine for that one.
That's right.
She, she did not enjoy that tattoo. What are you going to say to the teachers? What are you going to say to the teachers, Rob? I was like, what? they're gonna get one look at me and be like, yeah.
My wife, we I'm got sure, reacted way worse when I got my face
tattooed. Oh.
I don't
so
know,
upset,
man.
Yeah,
she was sad.
She wasn't mad.
She wasn't
she
even
was
mad.
Disappointed.
She was not even disappointed. She was just heartbroken.
Did she cry?
She did cry.
Oh, my God.
For almost an entire 24 hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Corey. I don't know why I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
We love you.
Yeah. If he asked me to do it, I would have said no.
That's her first question. Who did it?
There we go. I think we got your levels right now.
You know,
you don't sound so tinny.
It's funny that we're talking about the collection of random tattoos on your leg. And one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was when I first started tattooing, right? Model A's were just coming off the assembly line.
Yeah.
You know, they
got a blowjob for a nickel.
I thought
World War One was over.
Go down
the
to the
wheel
local
was just invented.
I could go down to the local speakeasy and stay the night at the old Bordeaux.
Yeah. But when I first started, I remember like we were always like tattooing each other, me and a couple of the artists.
I know,
and we'd go over to the other shop in town that we were friendly with. Not the other guys, because they
not
were fucking assholes.
Not the
douchebags.
But
the other guys, they were cool. And we like, you know, we'd have some beers together and go to the bars, and then we'd end up tattooing each other, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how my collection started. I got, well, I don't want to say shitty tattoo, but I got shitty tattoo.
You got
after dumb tattoo
tattoos.
After,
is what
hey,
you got.
I got this drawn up. You want this? And I'm like, yep. And next thing you know, all my prime real estate was gone. I had all kinds of just random tattoos all over me.
I would say it's a you have shit faced tattoos.
Yeah, maybe I got a couple of them.
Not that
but
they're bad.
As do you?
Oh, believe me, I know.
I think all three of us came up the same way. We all like just you know. We just got tattooed randomly, right?
I and embrace now, my shit face tattoos.
Isn't it funny how some of the young people that work with us,
I've
like
been tattooed in a trailer park twice.
You shouldn't. You know what? Like that's the thing. Like
two
like,
different guys.
Like you need to have that experience in your life where you're getting tattooed and you're worried. You're like, oh, I might catch something on this one.
I'm either going to catch something or probably get shot.
The guy's not going to be able to finish the tattoo because the cops are going to bust and like raid his trailer. Like,
I felt that way when I got the Tabori tattoo on my ankle. When I started getting it, I realized it was just one big inkwell. And
unmarked sure bottles deal. Of ink. He's like, where do you get your ink from? I make
good.
It.
Oh, this is not good. I didn't see any gloves. I'm leaving this one getting a tetanus.
But you know, like, I mean, I'm not like, it, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that we should have that or anything like that. Because I was watching that that video about that little dude. I can't. Oh, God damn it. His name escapes Stoney. Stoney.
Yeah, yeah.
Stoney. Yeah, I was watching that it's video cool, about man. Stoney, and Stoney. It was like. Like, it reminded me of the time, like, he was talking about how artists shared a community wash bucket or whatever. You know?
This is a giant bucket of rubbing alcohol. Yeah.
You know, like, oh, my God. But they, like...
Well, I was thinking about...
We need to use more sounds.
I was comparing the way the three of us came up and started our collections compared to how I've seen some of the younger artists that work with us are starting their collections, and they're like traveling, going to Spain, like hitting up these artists that they follow on Instagram that have hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're getting these gorgeous, beautiful tattoos. And I just keep thinking, I don't know, maybe I'm jealous because like I didn't do that.
Do you just, think? Okay, you know. Okay. Do you think back then, like if you had the money to go around? To travel to get tattooed, would do you think you would have been?
I don't know. Well, it's different now, you know.
Guys,
like, remember how you and I would talk
stuff now that they were there's no way that that shit was happening.
Yeah.
Even 10 years ago.
It's crazy with the two things. Google and then Instagram.
Yeah, social media.
Those two things.
Remember how the other day we were talking and we used to say you can get a really nice tattoo for $300.
Yeah, when I started.
Like you could get a shit ton of tattooing.
We had a $60 minimum.
Yeah.
You know, and $60 got you kind of got you shit.
Yeah, got you in the door. Yeah, you got something. You got something. 60. Couple colors in there.
I mean, shit. You pick out your $200 book that you have, and you go in some of those designs and be like $200. And be like, whoa. This is $500 easy. You know, and that's not even from inflation. That's just like, dude, look at all these lines.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Like, just the cost of doing a tattoo nowadays is so much more expensive.
Well COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to pay about $7 or $8 for a box of gloves. Now we'll pay $28.
That's crazy. That's the most like shocking.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Like, if we can even find them, like, most places, they'll limit you.
The price of cartridges have gone up.
Oh yeah,
I was
alcohol.
Say, like,
we can't even find rubbing alcohol anywhere. You know, half of the shit that anything that we use in our industry that they use like in like everyday life, like gloves, alcohol, wipes, paper towels, anything like that. Fucking forget about it. Forget
the paper towel thing is funny. I'm getting dirty looks and yelled at. Even the person ringing me out.
I'm gonna start using cheap vodka to wash my customers.
I was gonna say, you could do that, right?
That'll work, right? Sure.
Is that okay? Is that all right to do? You think? You know, like get a bottle of Rubinoff, whatever, like Rubinoff.
Rub it off.
Rubinoff. Rubinoff. Real cheap vodka. Vodka in the plastic jug.
So isn't it funny how in that very short time span, like I think that the way the three of us did it is how most guys that are around our age did it when they started getting them. Yeah. Like there weren't a lot of guys traveling get big named guys tattooing them. I mean, it happened.
A few.
I told you that I had some old guy at Dunkin' Donuts the other day, like pretty much fucking trash me.
Yeah. Fuck him.
I got to tell you the story now.
You got to tell the story.
Okay, so I was going to Dunkin' Donuts, and this old guy was like, oh, nice tattoos. Like, where do you get them done? And I was about to tell him, well, I don't really pay for them. Like, I trade with other tattooers, you know. So I got to, I don't really pay for them. And he looks at me and goes, I can tell. And he turns around and walks away. Like a fucking G.
Can you grab me one?
He just grabs his coffee, gets it, like snatches off the table, and just walks away. I was like, you son of a
bitch.
That's
fucking hysterical. Oh my God.
If you weren't 85.
Yeah, I can tell. Shit.
What kind of beer you drinking, Rob?
Well, my first beer was a Melvin. It's a double IPA. Melvin, we've been really like slacking, huh? I don't even know where these people are from.
Remember, we used to write down our notes.
This stuff's made in New York City. Wyoming, Alpine, Wyoming.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is kind of far. There's an elephant on the label. I don't quite understand the elephant part, but I do like the graphic. I'm going to say it. I did it. I bought the beer based on the design. I was like, well, this looks like it'll be pretty good.
I feel like
that's the worst. That's like betting.
Why they pay these artists to make these designs so they can't.
That's like betting on the Super Bowl because of the team's like colors. They're like, oh, well, I like the colors on that guy.
Well,
no,
I mean,
it's not like just you don't have to love the taste of the beer because of the design on the can, but you definitely, it catches your eye. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, they put, you know, they care about what they're doing.
What if it's a real stinker?
Well, then. Cool can, bro.
I lost a taste for the double and triple IPAs. I don't know what it was, but they're just too strong.
You can't have too many. You can't have too many of the doubles.
A nice, like, a New England IPA. I look for those now. Those are good. Those are always, like, an easy drink. And this one that I'm drinking right now is Sluice Juice from Bentwater Brewing Company.
Bentwater's delicious. It's right in Revere, I believe.
Is it?
Revere?
Yep.
I thought you said it was Vermont.
No, Bentwater's.
Revere.
Fucking Revere guy.
Lynn. The city of sin.
Lynn, city of sin.
You never come out the way you went in. They only say that I've been told is because it's all one ways.
I know
it's not necessarily because of the fact that it's like crazy.
Nahant Beach.
Yeah, yeah, Nahant. Yeah.
I usually
North
stop.
North Shore.
I usually stop in there on my way back home.
You get like, yeah, fucking guys, hey, on the North Shore. Gotta fucking rob a bank
they
in
got a
Charleston.
Cool little brewery,
man.
Though, if you're ever in the area, definitely stop.
Well,
by.
Ton's got a cool brewery now.
Yeah.
The Berkeley Beer Company opened up.
Yeah, I like that.
I think they opened, I'd say, 5 or 6 months before the shit hit the fan in March with COVID. And they were doing really good. You know, it's chill. You walk in and there's big, long tables. It's not really like
big,
fine
long
dining.
Big, long fucking tables,
but
bro.
You get in there and, like, you order. They have pizza.
Yeah.
And the pizza's good. And then you get, like, what do they call it when they get, like, 6 beers on
a flight?
Flight. Yeah, they serve you flights.
A little paddle.
Yeah.
We should get to keep the paddle.
Whenever I go to a brewery, I always get flights.
You always get the
flight
at a brewery.
Especially if I've never been
there before. Yeah. Yeah, because even a shitty beer, you can drink 4 ounces of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's a really terrible
get
beer.
I'll get
4 ounces down no
I'll
matter
chase
what.
This down with the pizza. It's fine.
But there are no shitty beers at the Berkeley Beer Company. Everything that they have there is good. They got a coffee beer.
Coffee
beer.
And
like
coffee and cigarettes. Coffee and cigarette beer.
No.
Maybe
no
the only coffee
there.
Beer I never really liked was when Guinness did it.
No.
I don't know if they still do.
Well, this one's a porter or a stout. I always get it mixed up.
It's a fucking porter, bro.
I think it's a stout.
It's a dark beer. It's porter.
It's good.
We should do an entire episode with ridiculous Boston accents.
I'll throw my hat in the ring on doing the English one. Oh, he thinks he's smart, but I'm smarter.
Who was that? John Stewart.
Myers, I thought.
John Myers.
Seth Myers?
Seth Myers. That was hilarious.
That was, come on, bro. Yeah. No, I know what car you drive, bro.
Meet me in Swampskit.
How about Gloucester?
No, I'm over here in Taunton.
Just throw it on there. Oh, shit. I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about how the apprentices get awesome tattoos. Yeah. Not the apprentices, but and
the,
maybe
the newer guys.
Hey,
yeah,
maybe it's this.
Like 2 or less years, they.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Maybe it's this. When I first started tattooing, if I had to bust my ass all week to like eat and pay my rent. Like I wasn't making what these guys are making.
Hell no.
I mean, granted, I wasn't as good as they are. They're like the young ones that are coming up here at our shop. They're incredible. They're super talented. And they have social media, so all of a sudden they're like social media famous.
I mean, I would say like because now
so they have money to burn,
right?
I'm coming,
so maybe it's that.
Yeah, my apprenticeship and probably even the first year that I tattooed, I lived out of my fucking Oldsmobile.
I definitely think that people have more money to throw around than they used to.
Yeah,
but also like I mean, I would definitely say this is like within the last. Because I got the milestone coming up with 10 years. Within those 10 years, Google and Instagram were like the two big movers for our industry.
Absolutely.
Like, I was talking, I had a client who was literally like one of the guys who let me like practice on him when I bought a cheap kid off China.
Yeah.
And was tattooing out of the house and stuff. Literally using like shader needles and like a shader setup. Being like, oh, my liner right here. You know?
Right. What
do you mean?
I hold the mag this way and I make my liner.
What do you mean? There's a difference in machines? I thought it was the needles that do it all. You know, so this guy was literally like, you know, like fresh meat. He was like whatever. I don't care. Like it could be the worst tattoo. He's like, cool. I don't care. but we were talking about how you know when I was first getting my tattoo kit, you know, if you wanted to see good tattoos, you had to you had to wait a month and go to the store and get the tattoo magazine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was it. That was the only way that I was seeing good artwork.
And even then, like some of them, the tattoos that made it in the magazine, you can definitely tell they're paid to put them in there.
Yeah.
They weren't good.
And when I started at the shop, it was flash racks everywhere.
Yep.
But when I had started, like, those had became antiquated. You're sitting there, and everybody was coming in. You had told me, like, you had sat down with me, and you're like, better get ready. Better get good at tribal, because that's what you're going to be doing day in, day out. And I was like, oh no.
And like, and back then too, like in order to learn from like someone who wasn't your mentor, you had to travel. You had to pay money to get into a seminar.
Sure.
And like sit in one of their classrooms.
Which I would still do now, seminars, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, absolutely. But now you can, most of them have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
Which I don't like that. I do like wish I could like go and have an in-person kind of workshop.
Yeah.
Like I can watch videos.
Can you imagine if you did your apprenticeship and you could watch YouTube videos on top of that? Like,
the right? fuck do you think college is nowadays?
Yeah, the other day, it was last night actually, Paul was here. Paul Enders is my apprentice, and I was putting some white highlights
Paul the Wall.
Yeah. I was putting some white highlights into a black and gray northern loon bird tattoo. It was cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, he was working on the design on his computer, and I called him in. I was like, I wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, first lesson on white highlights and a black and gray tattoo. But at the end of it, when we were done talking about it, I said to him, I was like, now go on YouTube and find a video that does white highlights and tattoos. And it's that fucking easy.
Yeah.
Like, you can go on YouTube and type in white highlights tutorial or white highlights in a tattoo. And you're going to get...
People are charging other people.
That's... Well, like, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is like...
Yeah. But, you know...
That's what makes it's, the world.
I look at it as another tool in the toolbox. Man.
It is.
Like,
I mean,
it's something that can make you a better artist.
Quicker.
And now, so be it.
That's my... Okay. I feel like this is a solid question. Would you ever charge someone for an apprenticeship?
No.
Thank you.
No. I like to get free labor out of them.
Yeah. No. Well, like, no. We'll see. Like,
it's not
like,
free.
It's funny.
I mean,
no. I mean, like, I've heard of people that charge.
Yeah.
I've sat in on a seminar with Nico and Can Man and all them and saying, like, oh, I charge $5,000 a year for 4 years, $20,000.
I believe it.
And they equate it to...
A four-year apprenticeship.
They equate it to the fact that, like, the person's coming out of high school. They're not going to college. This is a career.
Mm-hmm.
They charge what you would normally get charged if you went to a college for a year.
Is usually...
No, but I mean, and obviously, you know, this wasn't my, you know, I didn't say like this is the way to do
it.
You know, this is what they did. So I mean, but I understood. I understood why they did it.
It makes sense. I understand what you're saying.
And which,
let me explain how I do it. Right, because I've had a number of apprentices, and you are actually one of them.
Yeah, no, and
that, back when the Model Ts were coming off the assembly line over there in Ohio.
I totally understand exactly how you do it.
Well, you got to think about it. Like, when you're a mentor for someone, like, you're one fucking person. You're not an entire fucking college who's housing them. You're not 18 different teachers.
Well, okay, if you were to be an electrician... And you took like we're an apprentice, you're gonna have to pay for your gear and shit like that. How much do you think you would have spent in?
I don't know. Sometimes the company that you work for, if it's a good company, they pay for that shit for you.
What if you wanted to get into the porn business? Like, who mentors you there?
I ain't paying shit to do that.
Like, who mentors you?
I would have to pay for some big dick pills. Don't
even
think about it.
Pumps. Can I write this off? You're
known as the guy with the huge bush.
you're talking to your tax person at the end of the year. Like, can I write this off? Can I write this off?
I had to get this shot after a set with this girl. She was a little promiscuous.
You're buying the stuff. You're on the phone
Let's
with the customer service rep. Like, you're like, hey, I had a purchase with you guys earlier in the year for some boner pills. I need the receipts for this for my tax. I get 1099, so I have to write off. I have to keep my receipts, you know. And I
slipped up, you know. Listen, when I do an apprenticeship, I like the idea of the person coming to the shop every day, like putting their time in every facet of the shop. Because it's like a good shop is not just tattooing. It's cleaning the shop, greeting the customers.
Well, you're setting them up so that one day they are going to eventually go out and possibly own their own shop.
Well, God, I hope not. I want them to work for me forever.
But
you're giving I want
them all the tools and the knowledge,
exactly,
just in case.
Yeah,
that does
absolutely.
Yeah.
And like when they're done with an apprenticeship with me, they're not just going to be proficient at tattooing.
Yeah.
They're going to be proficient at
so
all facets of a tattoo
shop. People, they're going to be fucking getting up at 5 in the morning with the chickens,
right?
People.
Like the Navy SEALs of the tattoo community. Did I sound like Bill Cosby right there?
Whoa, whoa,
what we got going on now, Rudy, is you got to have yourself the pudding pop before you do the tattoo, because you're going to slip or something. Oh.
Do you think that in having so many apprentices throughout your career, you might possibly be creating some real serious competition for yourself later on?
Well, yeah,
we all know what happened with Raven Simone. I mean,
I've had a lot of them bite me in the ass, you know, like...
Well...
There's been... I don't want to name any names.
No need to name names.
There's been several people that I have taken on and I've had work for me and I've mentored them and you know, they fucked me.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of them and now they're my competition and that sucks.
I've had three apprentices. I've technically had four. One kind of disappeared like halfway through his apprenticeship. Left his machines, his ink, everything.
What kind of machines, bro?
Mickey Sharps.
Let me get one.
I already sold.
What kind of inks, bro? What kind of machines, bro? What kind of cookies we talking about, bro?
But only one of them actually still talks to me to this day.
Really?
And I was so nice. I was not an asshole. Put your fucking phones away, assholes. We're doing a podcast.
Look, what?
I'm sorry,
I'm
my
listening
nephew.
To you.
My Both nephew's going to be here in 15 minutes.
No,
he's coming
just,
up from New
this
York.
Was
so.
A, this was a just a checkout.
Hey, my
I
nephew's going to be
answering
here.
Anything.
And
I
we're
going to
be right. We're going to be on our podcast.
We don't have.
Is
the
there a way that we can
setup.
Kind of fuck with him a little bit? Like,
what do you mean?
When he walks in.
Hey, what do you think about? What do you? Whoa!
Maybe
what do you think?
Maybe tell him that the podcast is some type of like. Gay thing.
What if I really should?
Not
I really
there's anything wrong with that?
No, I should put on a voice to be like, "Hey, but, what do you, Nate? Come on up to the
how
microphone,
can we make
real
him
quick.
Feel very uncomfortable.
We want to talk about the Illuminati and the Skull and Bone Society. We know they're eating babies and they're doing everything. That here comes my Alex Jones now.
Stuff all the time.
Jeffrey Epstein was in bed with the Clinton administration and. Yeah. And that's why they were eating babies at the
Hillary Clinton committed his suicide.
Something Grove. This is
I've heard that one a lot.
Yeah, a lot of eating babies and ladies and gentlemen, you gotta listen to me now. You gotta
so
li-
how do you guys feel about wearing
ladies
masks
and gentlemen
tattooing?
I mean,
man, used to it yet?
I'm used to it. I don't even notice it.
I absolutely hate it, man. Like it drives me bananas.
I don't mind it while I'm tattooing, but once I'm done,
look at all them 50s.
Oh, 50s drive me nuts. Shot, like the,
Jesus
the,
Christ.
The shit.
You know what?
The
money's green,
piece
bro.
Of cash I can ever have.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? Why? Why?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, from now on, you can give
them,
me all your 50s,
when you
bro.
Have an odd number of them?
Dude, just like 50.
I don't
Discover,
mind having an even number of 50s.
Just like Discover, they're used everywhere, you know? You
it's
can,
like
you
your
can,
mother they
you,
use.
Motherfucker.
Oh, mama jokes?
Mama jokes.
Mama jokes.
Bro.
I'm just kidding. I never
Cross.
Met mom. I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
Well, where was I the other day? And I bought a
He'll
large...
He'll tell you about Mama McKellar.
I bought a large purchase, and I paid cash. What the hell was I doing?
Kizash.
Oh.
I bought me an ottoman.
Also on my birthday.
I bought a fucking chaise-ay.
Bought myself a nice new weapon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I bought
the
something...
40.
Personal protection.
I bought a fucking cappuccino press.
But when I was at the
cash.
Gun store and I bought it, I bought it cash. And when I pulled out like a, you know, a
Get
fat wad
receipt?
Of cash, they were like, oh, they didn't know. They were like they never saw cash before.
They look at you, they're
and
like,
I'm like, oh, we're going to do business together. You got to get used to it because this is how I get paid. This is how you're going to get paid. cash money.
Yeah, we got a way to.
What about this coin shortage?
We got a way to deal with you.
Cash.
I don't think there's a coin shortage.
I think
it's
all
bullshit.
I think they're trying to go completely fucking.
Well, they just don't. Yeah, they don't want you touching money. They don't want you touching money. Touching you. Sweet COVID line.
If you believe the coin shortage, you got to believe all the other conspiracies about COVID. Like. There's just so many things involved. There's so many layers. I don't know. I try not to think about that shit too much. All I can tell you is I hate these fucking masks. I'm done with this shit.
Used to them.
Like, let's let people decide for themselves. Doesn't this virus have like a 99.6% survival rate? Like, let us fucking let us get through it, government. Like, we can do it. You know, those 0.4 people, we're gonna miss them.
It's all fear. It's all media. It's media driven.
Sure. Oh, it drives me crazy.
You know,
it drives me nuts.
COVID. COVID is COVID.
We're gonna do that on our podcast.
We're not gonna talk about the outside world because the inside world is where it's at, and the inside world is where things get weird. No,
well, I think.
Just hit fucking something.
That all of our listeners will agree. Yeah. Hey, we just want our lives back.
We just want it the way that it was.
Yeah, but you know what? Here we go.
Did you guys ever feel like at one point during quarantine though, you were just like, man, like, I'm glad I'm close to my family right now, because it just, this really showed like how fucking fragile we are as a country.
Yeah. Even at the same time, like, you're just I want to get the fuck away from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I agree with you, Dana.
How quickly we broke down and everything changed, and now there's a fucking new normal. Like, that was kind of scary, man.
It was, and I was always wondering about, like, you know, in the United States, we got it pretty good.
Not bad.
For the most part.
Yeah.
What about these countries that don't have it as good as us? Like, what was it like for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Let's look at it like this. Let's say it's one of these smaller countries.
But they're genuinely healthier.
But, I'm not even going to say about, the European bloc or whatever. Diseases. But, like, okay, like, no,
we
like,
have
disease,
you know, we got, we
let's,
got
let's, let's talk about, like, French Guiana. You know what I mean? Like some random country. It could be anywhere. It could be Paraguay. It could be French Guiana. It could be Seychelles. It could be whatever. If it's
a
country.
Is French Guiana a real country?
Yeah, it's off the coast of the eastern coast of Africa. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like he's making that up.
French Guiana. I know it's the Ivory Coast. Like, I know it's in Africa.
Okay.
It's on the east, on the Atlantic coast. But anyways, the point I'm making is that, like, okay, how many business trips are you going on to French Guiana?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like countries that are like, maybe they're poorer, but they also don't have so many people interacting with outside. It was funny.
Not to change the subject, but when we were, not too long ago, we were at a bar and we were looking at random tattoo conventions. And we found a convention on an island.
The Faroe Islands.
Faroe Islands in the middle of the Atlantic
really?
Ocean.
If you look at that place on the map,
it's crazy.
Yeah, north of fucking.
How expensive is this going to be?
It's like a province of Ireland, Scotland, right? It's
closer to Scotland,
yeah,
but it's owned by Iceland.
Okay,
it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's Kattegat.
Is it invite only?
I think it might be.
I think we can get in.
I think so? If we talk to the right people, we could get in. But it
Wouldn't
did seem
cool?
like it might be like an invite only thing. But you want to know what? I doubt they're having a convention this year.
Yeah,
or
no
even last
this
year. No, I know, right? Which
sucks,
is the bummer.
So
you want to know? See, now this is the thing that I've been saying for years. Yeah. It's like I just want to do Philly once.
Yeah,
I want to do it once.
Yeah.
Everybody says like most of the people that I know that I'm friends with that are tattoo artists, I say like, oh,
Philly,
and they're like,
you, bro.
Fucking hate Philly. I hate Philly.
But the experience is dope.
No. Not even. Well, not even that.
Look at it.
not that. Like, I'm just saying, I talk to some people. Like, I have one friend who's
Listen,
a tattoo artist who
Philly
smokes.
Changes a man, bro.
you go in a boy, you come
Philly
out a
the
man.
Way you went in. You
Philly
know what I mean?
Hair on your chest,
no, but, so I have, like, one friend. I have one friend who smokes. And he's like, it takes you, like, 45 fucking minutes to get in and out just to have a cigarette or something like that. And I have another friend who doesn't smoke. And he was like, it's in the middle of fucking February. So, fuck that shit, you know? I've had a lot of people just say how much they don't like it. But for me, I always say, like, I want to do it once. Just right. once. Just so I can experience it. And then I can make my decision.
I don't even
because,
know if I
want
a tattoo.
I love
there,
to have
but
fucking
I would love
fun.
To go just hang
just,
out.
Yeah, I know, honestly, right? Like,
but if I went to hang out at a Philly convention, I would definitely want to stay for 2 days at least.
So,
well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, guys. I've worked that one a lot. And it's like the biggest friggin' convention
that's
in
what
the
I mean.
World, I think.
So now that's...
Or maybe the second biggest, next to, I think, London. But I'll tell you what, when you stand in the center aisle at Philly and you look down, you can't see the horizon.
Like, that's awesome.
You see the curvature
that's
of the earth before you... I'm telling you.
They made
fucking,
a building this big, goddammit.
Like, there's millions and bazillions of tattoo artists there, and it's just
flat
crazy.
Earth says, like, no, that's bullshit, man. You're just seeing with your mind's eye.
No, but...
You know what's cool about the Philly convention?
Hmm.
one thing that's cool about it, that, like, not the convention itself, is Reading Terminal. That's cool. Like, you spend a couple hours over there. It's right across the street, and it's like it's about the size of a city block, and it's all these just random little shops. Like, it's almost like like a flea market kind
of thing.
Super cool. You can get like giant pickles.
Get your fucking pickles.
Or like a
get your big fucking pickles.
You can get it at Reading Market.
Hey, you know what? Come on down to Philadelphia. We got big fucking pickles. You just slide it in there. Just slide it in your bag, in wherever you need to. Put it in your travel bag.
You know what?
Taking a plane.
I like Baltimore. Boing.
Yeah, that's right.
If I had to compare Baltimore to Philly, I like Baltimore a little bit better.
I know a lot of people that do Baltimore, yeah. And
it's
and
a little bit closer, yeah. A little bit.
I know
a little bit smaller.
I know we probably awesome. Have like a good time.
Philly is just like that huge monster. You just have to keep like. I can't imagine
beast,
what, for example, has to do to like make that thing happen.
So no, so. It's well, enormous. Now this is the question that I'm wondering is because it's so big that if they were even going to have conventions, they'd be like, oh, Philly, no, that's too big,
they
too
might
much.
Limit,
you know what I mean?
How far
or
apart
then
each
limit
has to be?
Yeah, now if they're gonna
how many people they're gonna let in at time?
If they okay, so if they start limiting shit, does it become an invite only? Is it does the price increase?
Because the whole point of Philly is it's that monster. Like if you have
is that
a room
a Troy Temple show?
Conventions, Philly is the monster that will sit his fat ass in the middle of the room, and everybody else will be up against the walls. Like
you hear that?
Philly is just
you
big.
Hear that? New England country, Philly's a fat ass fuck. No, but is that a Troy show?
Troy Temple, yeah,
that's,
he does.
That's
that
a villain arts show,
yeah,
huh? Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was villain arts or not, but yeah, so. I mean, I'd love to, but I'm honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if next year
there's
no conventions.
Hey, man,
no
if you want to do it, you said that's the one thing you
want
to do.
The one convention.
Yeah, when this shit
I want, like, I mean, we're on the hook.
When this shit gets back to normal, we're going to do the Philly show.
We're
right?
on the hook
we're
for the
right.
first ever Flower City.
We're
big ups
right.
to Ghost in Darkness brand. There are boys.
I'm talking costumes. All right.
We're gonna wear costumes
in fucking Philly.
Dana can wear his kilt.
You're gonna
dude,
wear
I've
like
been
a costume
to get you guys to
wear in the middle of February.
Yeah, costumes.
No, come on, bro. Come on.
I'm gonna dress like a Sasquatch. Dana's gonna wear his kilt.
What the
with
fuck?
With a
am
Sasquatch
I gonna...
wig and my
why don't
crotch.
You be Green Man? You
green know? Green. I'd do that shit. I would do Green Man. I could do that.
It's almost like the beginning of a joke. You know, Sasquatch, Green Man. And a Scottish guy walk into a bar. Like, what happens? I don't know. What happened?
fucking Green Man.
I gotta wear my kilt at least one more time this year before it gets too cold.
Man.
I might get chapped nuts or whatever.
No, you know what? Who's going to be the asshole who goes into Philly wearing, like, the Tom Brady jersey that's like half Tampa Bay and half Patriots.
Austin hat on right now.
Well, you know, I've honestly said it like being a hockey fan, that's like one arena I don't think I would want to wear my colors if I went to a Flyers game.
On your way
just you're looking for trouble,
you
bro.
You're going neutral grays at that point.
Yeah, you're like you're like, hey, you know, hey, go Flyers! Fucking love them too.
Do you guys remember the? I think they called this game the Butt Bowl. It was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
the
I
Pats
remember when that happened.
Versus the Jets.
The Jets in the Meadowlands.
In the Meadowlands. I was at that game.
Yeah, I remember.
I was at that freaking
fumble.
Game, man.
The
but I'll tell you what.
The butt
I
fumble.
Went down to my sister's house in Suffern, New York, to have Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Right.
And about a week prior, my brother-in-law and I talked about maybe going to the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, all right, we'll do it. And I didn't think it was going to come to anything. But well, anyway, after dinner, he's like, yeah, let's go to the game. So we went, and I was like, I had a Pats jersey with me. I had my Pats hat. And I'm like,
oh my god, that
I'm
was the game.
Because I had my wife with me, and I didn't want to.
Hey, nah. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, I don't want any of that shit when I'm going to a game. I don't need that.
Brady sucks.
So,
fuck you.
It turned into.
Well, you want to fucking fight about it?
Oh, Brady's not even playing for New England anymore.
Well, no, well, at the time,
it
he definitely
turned into such
was.
A shit show that
yeah.
that game, like
dude,
being in the stands, it was just
that
like,
was. Okay.
Unbelievable.
No, Fireman Fred was their like long time like unofficial mascot. It was some fucking drunk douchebag from Jersey. Goes to the games, every game, and he wears a stupid fireman's helmet. He's probably not even a fucking a fireman at all. Probably has none of that shit, you know? He's just like fucking stolen valor, you know?
Pretty sure he was a fireman, man.
You know what? Don't defend him. All right, this is the Jets we're talking about. All right, yeah. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that he was probably never a fireman.
I think he.
Anyways, when he was their unofficial mascot, and he wore this Jets helmet that was a fireman's helmet. Whatever. Yeah, I heard that, huh? I have a feeling he doesn't know. I have a feeling he doesn't know what the butt fumble is.
Huh?
I have a feeling he doesn't know about the butt fumble.
He doesn't know about it?
I have a feeling he doesn't.
That's why they called it the butt bowl.
No, I know that, but I have a feeling he does not
Dana
know.
Dana doesn't know?
I have a feeling he doesn't know what the butt fumble is. Do you know what the butt fumble is?
He knows.
Hey! You don't know the butt fumble?
No, I'm not a huge football guy.
Dude. Okay, see, okay. So
I'm not a sports guy at all.
Dude, listen to this. This is okay. Imagine this is your career. What's going on, Nate? How you doing, man? It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Imagine this is your career. That's for you. You're a quarterback. You're a quarterback in the NFL. That's a big fucking deal, you know? Your legacy is this. I was a quarterback in the NFL. I was going to bring New York back to greatness. But instead, I took the pass and I ran my face right into the guy in front of me's ass.
Listen.
And then I fumbled the ball.
Okay.
Nate put his face.
What I love about
right now, into his ass.
What I love about right now is the fact that my nephew Nathan. Yes, I'll have one. Thank you, sir.
Should I try to link up the? We can get the other mic plugged in.
My nephew Nathan just walked in. He just drove up from New York, and he was at this fucking game with me. We were at this game together.
I was telling him about what the butt fumble is. Like, right? Like, you know. Dude, the guy's like, I'm okay. The guy's.
Be right on it.
Everybody's
my nephew Nathan.
I'm going to get him. I'll get his mic set up.
He pretty much looks like an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
So this dude, hey, Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez, that was his name. He was like supposed to be the big, the goal, like, you know, the savior to New York. And his career went down as I'm the guy who ran my face right into the dude's ass in front of me.
What was his name?
Mark Sanchez.
What happened to him after that?
He like rides the bench in Canada.
Everywhere.
I said I was okay. What is this? What is it?
Proper 12.
Proper 12. Are you fucking kidding me? That sexual fucking predator. He got arrested. He got arrested for fucking.
When?
Apparently recently.
Did he touch your penis?
Bro, fact check. We need some fact check.
Did he touch your penis?
Not my fucking penis here.
I'm gonna check it out right now.
A microphone.
I don't believe
you guys got to talk and keep this fucking shit going.
I still eat Pudding Pops, so fuck you.
Oh, Rudy, goddamn you.
Anytime anybody gets a little celebrity.
I still eat fucking footlong Subway fucking subs.
Somebody else. So you're going to keep talking. That's dead air.
Dead air.
We don't allow dead air.
What do you mean dead air?
Well, I'm waiting for Jeff to fact check.
All right, I'm checking.
Conor McGregor sexual allegations.
He got arrested.
I don't believe it, dude. Irishmen are gentlemen. It's a known fact. Irishmen are gentlemen.
Could be some stash. Dude, I almost chopped my finger off. You just killed him.
Could be some.
He's a married man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fucking married. His wife has been like his biggest.
Yeah, but he's also Conor McGregor. So.
Yeah.
Am I keeping this show alive from afar? Because nobody's talking.
I'm waiting for him to fact check. Hey, why don't you jump on this one over here?
So apparently I typed in Colin McGregor, and he's an Air Force pilot.
Colin, no.
Very handsome guy. He's a very handsome guy.
What's his name?
Colin?
Colin.
Oh, this, well, I want to fly with
I feel
this
like
guy.
With a name Colin, you have to be kind of an accomplished man. Colin like, Powell? You got so much going against you already. You just got to really prove yourself coming up.
I can't find anything that proved that...
Conor McGregor, you're in images too. First up,
yeah.
Oh, he wants to see.
And then all you did is just Conor McGregor
sexually.
All you did
was
Conor. Right here, there it is. I got it. All right, here's the
check the fucking source. What's the source?
Hold up.
You got to tell me what the source is before you...
Arrested! Questioned! Attempted
that doesn't mean
assault.
Shit.
All right.
Once you make over $1 million, you're automatically on the show an hour later.
Arrested, questioned about...
Just telling you what I heard.
Attempted sexual
feed
assault.
That to me.
I don't believe it.
Feed me!
It's a gold digger trying to get his money. That's all this is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to... I don't want to put down the women that actually have been sexually
hey,
assaulted.
Hey, can...
You know?
Talking to that.
Hello? What?
You're there, man.
I'm here.
Who all right,
the
so
fuck is drinking White Claws.
Oh my god!
Oh my lord!
Oh, this is terrible.
The fuck! You're at least not gonna whiskey. Drink some sexual predator whiskey.
Can you get me that cup?
He told me he was bringing IPAs.
Those are far from IPAs.
Give him some of that. Give him some of that fucking club date rape fucking whiskey.
Pour one of those for my boy Kip. No.
Pour some of that fucking roofie slipping.
We were at the Buffalo,
oh, that's
too.
Him?
That's yeah. Why.
All right. Pour some of that fucking roofie yeah, slipping.
Yep.
Roofie slip.
Yeah, he's slipping. I don't know.
What was the final score of that game?
He got arrested for some shit. I don't know. I'm just fucking around.
It was like 30 something.
So to go on a good date, you need something like that.
This was like
roofie.
Look at all right. Back to the butt bowl, right?
Hey there, baby.
Listen, back to the butt bowl. This was
the
only time
bowl.
In modern history that I can remember that this was a complete failure on the offense and defensive side of one team, and the Pats just dominated. The Pats just destroyed them.
No, that was, like I said, that was where Fireman Fred...
Like, they got laughed off the field.
That, they got...
Yeah.
They're lucky it wasn't battery night down at the Meadowlands. No, that was when Fireman Fred, the longtime unofficial fucking... Fallen Valor mascot quit from being the mascot of the Jets. I find that fucking shit hysterical. Longtime fan being like, I'm no longer the fucking. Don't
now
talk
I,
to
now
me.
Now he goes
like,
for the Patriots.
Well, like the next day he's
fan,
out. The, huh?
Like an iconic fan?
You know who? Fireman Fred, right? Do you know who I'm talking about? Fireman Fred for the Jets? The fan in the standing with a fucking fireman helmet in the end zone. He's like, come on, guys! J-E-T-S. He quit during the butt fumble. It was so embarrassing. He was like, I'm literally like, that's it. I'm done being a fan. I'm just going to go stay in my house on the shore and just fucking do that. And then probably the next day, they were like, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so, Fred. And he's like, oh, you know, fuck Rex Ryan and fuck that motherfucker Andrews. No, yeah, Sanchez.
Well,
fuck him.
aside from a bunch of patch games that I've seen up here
at
Gillette Stadium,
amazing,
I've only seen two games outside of Gillette Stadium. Two professional football games. One down in Atlanta, and that was like 20 years ago. My brother, when he was still in college down at in Marietta, Georgia, he went to like a chiropractic school down there, Life University, and I went down to visit him, and we caught an Atlanta Falcons game, and the other one
the
was
Atlanta
the butt
Falcons.
Bowl at the Meadowlands. So
now I'm telling you,
it
bro,
was like
bro.
I'm so happy I was there.
Like
it was,
look at it like this.
Absolutely awesome.
Look at it like this. Like okay,
weren't you there?
So.
Kano was there too.
Yeah.
We got pulled up by our jerseys, right?
Yeah.
The
they didn't like it.
Yeah. 13
years
old.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you guys? What the fuck you do?
Wearing the wrong colors, man. I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
I was saying it earlier that like if I went to Philly, I'd love like I'm a huge Bruins fan. I'd love to go see them play the Flyers down there. That's one place I don't know if I'd want to wear a Bruins jersey. I might
bullshit.
Be like.
I moved to New York because
you're just looking for trouble.
Old.
You know,
I've been wearing Boston flash. Stuff the whole time. That's a fake fan.
I don't know. I mean,
you guys really like the Bruins,
huh?
Yeah.
You're telling
really
me
cool.
I don't like the Bruins because I won't wear them down there?
You gotta wear it everywhere,
bro. Like I'm just trying. I'm not trying to look for trouble for no reason.
I went to a Yankees game on numerous occasions. They weren't the Red Sox weren't even playing the Yankees, and I wore Red Sox gear.
Attaboy.
Attaboy. You gotta stay true.
I've also seen a 13-year-old kid eat a full beer from the upper deck section because it was playoffs and him and his dad drove down from fucking Montreal.
Hey, Rob, what's it called when they throw an octopus on the ice there?
Well, no, I mean, that's just what they do in Detroit. That's like a thing with Detroit. I don't know. Because it's
the name for it,
well,
right?
Well, what's it? No.
Octopus?
The octopus, yeah. They throw an octopus out on the ice.
Like, is it live? is it dead?
No, it's I'm pretty sure it's dead at this point.
Somebody smuggles in a real octopus.
Yeah, yeah.
And throws
they smuggle
it.
Dude, they do.
And they do it like every year. They do it like every year.
They do it during the playoffs. If they're in there because.
Do you know about this?
What?
Listen to this story.
There's something about like okay.
I feel like there's a name for it though.
No, there's not a name, but like throwing the octopus out on the ice that the Red Wings would do. There's something about
you
how
know about this?
I don't really watch hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, see, well, there's something about
so,
how right, like
stop from the beginning, like nobody knows what
okay,
this
okay. Well, cuz
I don't.
For anybody
with
who's
the Detroit
never,
Red Wings
talking about a hat trick?
This is no, this
by
is
the
thing
way,
in Detroit.
By the way, Rob, you bragged earlier today about your Red Wings, so congratulations.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel like we
that
had
was
that
a joke,
all right?
That was
yeah,
a joke.
You were bragging
yeah,
about it too.
You were talking about
both
how you
guys.
Don't
hey,
you don't eat eggs anymore.
Guys. That's awesome. I'm happy
no,
for
but
you guys.
But hey, no
so what,
okay,
tell
in,
us about
in
the octopus.
Hockey, in hockey, you have yeah, sure, the Detroit Red Wings who were an original six team.
Okay.
So, back then the path to the Stanley Cup to have a perfect playoff run in the Stanley Cup back then was 8 games. So it became this thing they threw in
the
octopus
8 arms.
Because the 8 arms of the octopus, or at least that's what I've been told. This is like the thing that I've been told. It's silly, but you know, whatever. So they kept doing it. But then there's places like fucking Nashville, they throw a fucking catfish out. Somebody fucking sneaks a fucking one of those.
Yeah, whoever
big
it is, somebody puts
crazy
this dead animal in their pants. Yeah,
they got to. They must right? have like some kind of bladder system
question.
with
it was
a.
Real?
Yeah, no, it's real. It's real,
and
it's
and
probably
it's
dead.
It
I doubt it's yeah, alive.
That is a shame because
hey,
you know how
I'm
fucking,
tell you this much. I wouldn't yeah. want a fucking a
you know
live
how delicious
octopus
those are?
Squirming around in my fucking legs. That's for damn sure.
You know how delicious they are.
Some people
fuck
might
that
like
shit.
That.
Fuck that shit. Come on now. Don't see.
Don't,
yeah, the
don't
crowd.
Don't boo me
the
eating fucking
did not
octopus.
Like that. The crowd didn't like that.
Suck my dick.
anyways, so yeah, so. Other
so now
places
smuggling
they do
catfish?
It. They do it like in oh, ten, no in Nashville they throw a catfish out. I'm pretty sure.
Why the catfish? There's nothing.
Because it's Nashville. They're fucking oh let's go catch a catfish with the bare hands. You know it's
man.
A
Those
big
Southern
fucking
states,
catfish.
Fucking crazy.
No
the first guy no. that brought in an octopus at a Detroit Red Wings game. That's
fucking
the guy I want to shake.
Alfred fucking. He's probably dead, man. Like I said, it was an original six thing.
Yeah,
or whatever, like back then.
And now, like
was
every
there
year.
Video cameras?
No.
Oh,
no,
so
no, probably not. I don't think. I mean, well, no. I think they did have video, but it's so old. But not like not like the
some
first.
Old lady has some VHS.
So no. Hat. One of the better ones, one of the funnier ones, is
wherever you are.
Good luck.
This has turned into Rob Sports Hour. Hey. Which we're coming
you know,
up
we
on.
We never talk
hour.
About sports on
no,
this
but,
podcast.
Yeah,
by
no,
the way.
It was like, actually
no,
the first.
Here's a funny one
I
though.
I found the video.
So check this out
oh,
though.
Shit, he found it.
There's
no, it wasn't 2010.
Right? No, a long time. I mean, they've done it a lot. They do it a lot. They anytime.
Every time the Detroit
anytime,
Red Wings get into the playoffs,
if they get into the playoffs, somebody tries to do it.
Somebody smuggles in an
do
octopus.
It. They,
what happened, I think.
Hmm?
I'm pretty sure I saw that in a playoff.
Yeah, yeah, it's only in the playoffs, and it's if the Red Wings get in.
And by
or,
the
like
way,
I said, like,
think about
like
how
Nashville
far Detroit is
shit.
From the sea. They don't have.
I know.
They don't
I know.
Have octopus
the
in the
logistics. the logistics of it are fucking mind blowing.
So, somebody's gonna have a cousin in Boston, and
yeah,
he's gonna say, "Hey, Joey, ship me an octopus."
Hey, we got this fucking thing swim upstream. I don't know what the fuck it is, bro, but throw it out on the ice.
Hey, put it in your pants and bring it to the Red Wings game right now, bro.
No, so here's a funny one
like,
though.
Octopus are actually aliens that came here on like a.
I know, right? They do look weird as shit, and they're smart.
Is this guy the one throwing it?
No,
oh
but
my God,
it looks like it. Yeah, full sound. He's getting it.
Does he pull it out of his pants?
Oh, he's got it.
Yeah,
in his
I don't
hand.
Know where the fuck they get it from.
I don't know where he pulled it from.
Not even a Ziploc bag. Nothing.
Right on the center line too.
You know that like one of the first times they did it, they probably just had it wrapped in a fucking newspaper, you know, like from the fish market. Yeah. Hey, Rocky.
Just bringing my own snacks. It's okay.
Write Adrian on it. Like, hey, come on, you know. Hey, God, no,
see
it's
if
fucking.
I get
the cook
you know. Fucking
oh, wait,
this up.
I'm still thinking it's fucking Philadelphia. God damn it. No.
We're
no. So here's a funny one though. Florida, the Panthers. They had such a...
Do they throw an animal on the ice
Yeah, they do in a way. No, they had a reputation for having a rat problem in their stadium. So when this, like, I don't know if it was a hat trick or whatever, but look this one up. Look up Florida Panthers rats, and they threw like 10,000 fake rats down on the ice.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, look it up. It's fucking hysterical.
What about after Philly beat New England in the Super Bowl? There were fans eating horse shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were so happy they started eating shit.
No, when Philly. When Philly won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
no, Philly.
They won the Super Bowl and
shit.
Checks out.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
Philadelphia, Philadelphia and Buffalo, like right there. Those are the two best. No, I'm telling you, Philly...
Jersey
and fucking Buffalo, the Bills
you
Mafia.
Drive through Jersey and smell shit. It smells like shit.
That's just Jersey, but I'm telling you,
that's
not
an excuse.
No, I'm telling you,
clean your shit up, Jersey.
No, I think the Buffalo Bills probably take it for the craziest fans because they get the Bills Mafia
absolutely
or whatever.
Insane.
They are
I went to
the
school
craziest
in Buffalo
dudes.
Those kids,
fucking hysterical.
What makes them so different than anybody else?
Bill's Mafia. Just look up Bill's Mafia. There you go. Right. They're just fucking Bill's maniacs.
They're nuts.
Do
they're
they throw
maniacs.
Dead animals on the field?
They would. They would easily. They would eat the dead. They would fuck the dead animal, eat it, then throw it on the field. And then
welcome
and then and then like do like a sprint across like a porta potty thing and be like, oh, which one's gonna fall? Fucking Bills!
I was working the other day, and we got this new Portuguese guy.
I'm gonna piss some people
He's
off.
He's brand new. I've been there for 2 years.
I got boys up in Buffalo.
He comes in and
they're hardcore
talking
fans
like such
too.
An asshole to me. And like I'm the guy at work.
I'm from Philly, bro.
Even though it's my family,
yeah.
I still try
my wife's gonna be like, Cole's not gonna
so
like this.
Three or four times, I'm like, dude, stop talking to me the way you're talking to me. Da 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 da. Whatever. He keeps doing it. And I'm on the crane, and I'm picking up like 2-ton form boxes. And the porta potty's right next to me, and I saw this little motherfucker waddle into the porta potty.
Oh, no.
And I have a box on the crane right next to the porta potty, and I'm like, I'm gonna lock his bitch ass in there.
Right on the
I was like, I'm gonna put the case right in front of the door so he can't get out.
Oh no!
And then I thought about the whole payroll and hours, and I
no,
was like,
no, tell me you did it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I was like, that would teach him. You should have picked his ass up and put him in another fucking time zone.
OSHA's listening. We all know he did.
Oh, yeah.
We all know he did it. Yeah.
Were all your cords, your extension cords were up to date? Okay, good.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I had my harness on.
Had your helmet. I had my helmet on, too.
Uncle Jeff saw it today.
All right, well, the point of tonight, I think,
this is
for all
where
of us.
Gets out of control with the soundboard. This is where we cut him off.
Hold on. Tonight's purpose for our show tonight is, like most other shows, we at least try to have a little bit of a structure, a little bit of
no
a...
No structure.
No, we try. We do our best.
We don't need a structure.
But tonight was
we
just a
structure for the first 20 minutes.
I say this. I say tonight's episode. I say tonight's episode is should be called... Hey,
chaos.
We got this going on, but hey, fuck you!
I love that title. All right, it's a wrap then.
It's Boston accent
Can
only.
We play that back?
Boston accent
so
only.
The title is just but dot dot dot. Fuck you.
Next week, next week, I'm gonna do just a British accent, a light feathery one, to say hello, everyone.
You know how I am with accents. I can only do one. And
is it Jamaican?
Hey, bro!
You know Jamaican accent?
Let's meet in Gloucester.
No, all my accents come out like British.
Whatever. British? Jamaican. Oh, wait, no, do Jamaican. The Jamaican Scottish
South
accent.
African, we all sound British.
Wait a minute. Do a Jamaican accent.
Do a Jamaican accent, boy.
Do Jamaican. Do a stereotypical Jamaican.
No.
It's okay.
You put me on the spot.
Okay, well, okay.
I'm
how
just
about...
trying to, I'm trying to bring tonight to a head. And all tonight was about was just taking the rust off a little bit and having some
but do
fun.
It in a Jamaican accent.
Did you just say
come
that
on, Bamba Clutch. You gotta talk serious right. Now.
And...
Tingsby Irie.
With my Jamaican accent.
Jamaican.
Okay.
It does sound a little Irish and Scottish.
That is
too.
Fucking Norwegian.
Norwegian. Norwegian. I'm Norwegian. All
right, now all
I gotta say here, okay,
do it in Norwegian. give me a fat. Hey, hey. Seeing that we were talking about the Faroe Islands, big ups to the Faroe Islands.
It makes no sense, but there's a lot to learn about tonight's episode.
Episode.
You
were episode.
You got a little Scottish there.
Oh dear. Right. Oh dear. Hit it with the Irish spring on the episode. How do I want to end my? You're gonna sign off, Dana?
Am I gonna sign off?
Are you signing off? Because we're. We're at the hour set. Oh, shit. It's actually going to cut out. See you later, everybody.